First things first, chat right off the bat. If you're giving up, this ain't the show for you. By all means, we'll see you in a couple months anyways. That's the way I see it. We know you'll be back. And with that said, welcome to another episode of The Morning Yankee Show. It is Friday, June 5th, 2026. And here we are. There's a certain crowd of Yankee fans. And to be honest, it's quite refreshing that I think maybe this crowd of everything is miserable, everything sucks, we're screwed. I think that crowd might be aging out a little bit. But if you're set in your ways and that's how you think, you're a doomer and a gloomer, by all means, do your thing. I'm not going to say you're not welcome here. Obviously, you're welcome here. Maybe you can hear out what I have to say, but I'm actually pretty geared up for this show, and I'm geared up for tonight. I'm geared up for the next 2 months, and by no means is this 2023. This is an entirely different situation, and we're going to break down entirely as to why. Now, of course, Aaron Judge is out until at least August, 4 to 6 weeks. He was diagnosed with a stress fracture in his ribs, and with that, while that's going to suck. He's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks at the least, and that's when he's going to get re-imaged, is in 4 to 6 weeks. So we're looking at, let's get all the facts out there right away, because I'm not trying to, you know, put lipstick on a pig. That's not what we're doing here at all. This isn't delusional optimism. Let's get out of the way. What does suck is that we're going to be without Judge for a couple months. It will likely be not until August, until he returns. So this is, as I have on the headline here, the Yankees' toughest challenge yet. But buckle up. I don't know about you. I'm ready for it. I'm excited for it, actually, and I look forward to it because we avoided the worst-case scenario here. Make no mistake. Last night, there was a point where I didn't know what I was going to be able even to say to you guys. I went out drinking last night thinking Aaron Judge was headed for a diagnosis of thoracic outlet syndrome, which, for those who don't know, that's what Zach Wheeler had last year that ended his season. That would have been far and away worst-case scenario. That would have ended his season. That's where I thought we were headed last night. And you guys know it takes a lot for me to get to that point because while I push back on the whole delusional optimist thing, I'm just, you know, not a miserable pessimist that sees, you know, no hope in the world like some are doing today. Although, again, I'm not trying to come on here with negative energy, but more so I want to get this out of the way right away. If you're somebody that's given up in the season, I want nothing to do with you. I don't care about you. Goodbye. But I know that's not most of the fan base. In fact, there's been quite a refreshing amount of logic applied to this that it almost brought a tear to my eye last night. But I thought we were headed possibly for a season-ending injury to Aaron Judge. We're not. He's going to return this season. And, you know, people think about 2023, which we're going to dive into 2023 and a lot more of the specifics with this injury and what this means going forward. But I guess opening statement, if you will, we're going to be fine. We're going to be more than fine. And again, I'm actually excited for a little bit of adversity here. Am I going to pretend this is ideal? No, obviously not. I'm not an idiot. But I also would like to think majority Yankee fans aren't idiots either and aren't going to all of a sudden act just because they're upset that the season is over. And if you do think that way, again, I'll see you in a couple months because we know you'll be back. I know how those fans operate, and I don't know how you can be so cool operating that way where you flip-flop. And I understand, you know, there's some casual Yankee fans out there. I'm not saying everybody has to be as diehard as, you know, all of us here and what we do. Chances are, if you're listening to a 5 days a week morning show, you're pretty locked in Yankee fans. So I'm not talking, you guys know who I'm not. I'm not talking to you, but there are people that are just naturally going to, we're screwed, bro. You're a shill. Like, you know, come back to reality, bro. Like, no, I am in reality. You're not. You just have to think that the Yankees are screwed and that, you know, there's no hope in the world, which I pray for you. I really do. I'm not that much of a religious guy, but maybe I'll start being because I really hope things get better for you. With that in mind, things will get better for the Yankees. And this starts right now. Right now, the next 2 months are going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge, and guys have to step up. But it's not a thing where I'm asking Willie Calhoun to step up. I'm not asking Billy McKinney to step up. No, I'm asking a pretty damn good team that is prepared for this, has the depth to overcome this. And we're going to break all of that down. But just yet, to get the facts out there, Judge out at least 4 to 6 weeks. So we're looking at probably an August return. Stress fracture in his first, let me get the exact terminology on it. It's a stress fracture of the first rib in his right side. Now, the Yankees are, just like myself, breathing a sigh of relief with this because had this been thoracic outlet syndrome, that would have been season changing. I don't know what today would have looked like for me. I was saying to Chloe last night, because I always like to go to sleep with the blinds open so the sun hits my face when I wake up. Had it been thoracic outlet syndrome, I would have kept the blinds closed, and I don't even know if I would have been up by now. I don't even know if I would have woken up today. I would have. I'm not going to be that dramatic. But point is, this is a totally separate situation, and given what we thought the worst case would have been and where we possibly were headed last night, yeah, this is good news. This is good news. And if anything, It's going to show who the true fans are. It's going to show, you know, what this Yankee team is made of. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. But there's a big difference between losing Judge right around the same exact time 3 years ago in 2023 and losing him now. This team is equipped to do so. They have the depth to do so. And we'll break all of that down in just a moment. But, yeah, so 4 to 6 weeks, he's going to be re-imaged. In all likelihood, I would say probably that's 4 to 6 weeks. That's a month. Reimage, and they'll have to do a rehab assignment of some sort. We're looking at August, which in the case of that, that's plenty of time before the postseason for Judge to get ramped back up. Now, we'll preview it more once he returns, there's always IL rust with Judge. And I bring it up for the reason of he should be back in plenty of time to shed off that IL rust and be completely ready to go for the postseason. So that's one W out of this. The main W is that it's not thoracic outlet syndrome. I can't not emphasize that enough. This is far, far, far from the worst case scenario. So we got to make that clear right off the bat here that while it may sound weird saying this is good news, because obviously it's not, but also we already were in this situation when we woke up yesterday, when we woke up on Wednesday. If it were a thing 3 days ago before the lineup came out, game one against Cleveland, and it was like Aaron Judge out 4 to 6 weeks, I'd be talking a little bit differently. But we've been sitting, marinating on this situation for 3 days. I held out hope that maybe it could be a day-to-day thing, a quick IL stint. My main concern was as long as it's nothing like long-term. By long-term, I meant season ending. And last night was the most petrified I have ever been as a Yankee fan, because I thought that's where we were headed. There was a lot of tweets out there, and rightfully so, because the surgeon or the doctor that he was, Dr. Pearl in Texas that he was visiting, you look him up on Google, he is literally a thoracic outlet syndrome doctor. That has been ruled out. I'm not a medical dude. We don't even got to get into it because he doesn't have it. And with that in mind, it's so easy for me to bring this home and think rationally about this, not delusionally optimistic about it, rationally, and say, this is not the end of the world, because it's not. Again, it's going to be a tough couple months ahead, but the Yankees are equipped to handle this. So with that said, let's get into a big difference here that we have to right away break down, which is the instant comparisons, which surface level, like off the bat, like I understand somebody going to 2023 as the example of losing Judge for basically majority of the summer and what that means. So of course, 2023, right around this time in June, Judge broke his toe against the Dodgers with that BSS wall in right field. And at that point, the Yankees were actually rolling a little bit, but that's more so where, honestly, the narrative of this team is Judge or nothing stems from, was that 2023 season, because truly they were. I want you to take a look, if you haven't seen this already, and we'll break down what the lineup's going to look like in current present time going forward, especially once Stanton and Jason are back, which should be around mid-June. Take a look at the 2023 lineup that we rolled out after Aaron Judge broke his toe. I want you to, seriously, if you're somebody, by now maybe all the doomer and gloomers are gone. Thank goodness. But if you're still here, and maybe I'm talking some sense into you, which I really do, we're on the same side here, yo. We're on the same side. We're all rooting for the Yankees, and I'm not questioning your passion about this team. I'm just questioning your faith as a fan, and I don't even need faith. I need logic. Look at this lineup. Look at this lineup. This is what we ran out 1 through 9 after Aaron Judge went down in 2023. For audio only, here it is. It was Willie Calhoun, Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, Josh Donaldson. And by the way, that Anthony Rizzo was post-concussion Anthony Rizzo. Willie Calhoun, Gleyber Torres, Anthony Rizzo, Josh Donaldson, Jake Bowers batting 5th. Post no juice ball, DJ LeMahieu batting 6th. Billy McKinney, Jose Trevino, Oswaldo Cabrera. That was our lineup after we lost Judge in 2023. There were two above league average hitters on that team. Gleyber Torres, who was really good in 2023, and DJ LeMahieu. Two above league average WRC plus hitters in that Yankee lineup. This year, they have 7. Now also, let's keep something in mind here as well, and this is a big difference with everything. Not just the lineup. Let's take a look at the starting rotation at the time of Judge's injury in 2023. The only pitcher to have an ERA of sub 4.5, not counting Johnny Brito because he was later moved to the bullpen, of course. The only pitcher to have an ERA sub 4 in that rotation was Gerrit Cole. Of course, he won the Cy Young that year. The Yankees' rotation in 2023, where they went 82-80, missed the playoffs, it was Gerrit Cole. He was great. After that, though, you had still a developing Clark Schmidt, 4.64 ERA. You had Domingo Herman, which outside of the perfect game, he wasn't good and ended up having to be DFA because, you know, he's a POS. Johnny Brito, Luis Severino, God bless him. He was horrible that year, 6.65 ERA, and it was year one of Carlos Rodon. That was the Yankees rotation in 2023. So, man, I almost thought about talking about this longer than I just did, but I would like to think that settles that right now. This is not 2023 by any means. Also, 2023, what did the American League look like? The Orioles were a 101-win team. The Rays were a 99-win team. The Blue Jays were an 89-win team. Both the Astros and Rangers were 90-win teams. The Mariners were an 88-win team. The Twins were an 87-win team. What's the current state of the American League in 2026? There's four teams above 500. The Rays, Guardians, White Sox, and Mariners. Four teams above 500. The competition is thinner. 2023, we did not have a good starting rotation. This year, we have the best in baseball. 2023 lineup was horrible. Again, another look at it. I mean, we had Willie Calhoun batting leadoff. There were two hitters above league average in Gleyber Torres and DJ LeMahieu. This year, we have seven. And oh yeah, Aaron Judge will return. So here's where I'm at with this thing. Is it ideal? No, obviously not. And I guess I'm talking a little bit loud about this, but it really does drive me crazy because every little bit of adversity, whether it be one loss or a bad week of baseball, I don't know if it's like the young fan, the post-COVID fan, or whatever it may be. A lot of negativity and like pessimism out there in the world. So maybe that has something to do with it. You go to McDonald's, you go to the drive-thru, you say, how you doing to the, you know, the young kid working, and they just look at you with a blank face. There's nothing to them. So if you're one of those people, again, I pray for you by all means. But if you have any bit of logic that you're willing to apply to this, understand the Yankees are not screwed. The season is not over. It's going to be tough the next couple months. But with all that said, I'm embracing it, yo. I'm embracing it because Judge will return. We will make the playoffs. I still predict we're going to win the American League East. At the very least, this team will be a wild card team. And you want to think about that? The best of three wild card series, if that is where we're headed, which I don't think it is, but if so, Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, Cam Schlittler. We'll leave it at that. That's our rotation, best of three wild card series, if that's where we're headed. I think we're still going to win the AL East. Forget what I think. You know what? Actually, speaking of that, Jeff Passan was on ESPN last night. And the reason I want to play this is because, you know, there's some people that think I'm a shill, which I do lean optimistic, obviously. But, man, honestly, go back and find the way I talked about the 2023 injury with Judge and where I was at. I was depressed as hell because there was not the depth that this team had. There was not the legitimate logic applied hope or just rationale that could be applied to this year being able to be applied in 2023. Here's Jeff Passan last night. Take a listen to what he says.
Well, the Yankees, you have to understand, Scott, are a team that is built around pitching. And so I think they're going to be all right in the short term. And in the long term, they're just glad that this was not something worse. There were questions about whether this was potentially thoracic outlet syndrome, which is something that would have required surgery and would have kept Aaron Judge out for the remainder of the season. So I'm never going to say something that keeps you out for a month to a month and a half before being reevaluated is a good thing necessarily, but compared to what it could have been, the Yankees had a sigh of relief tonight.
100%. Now, I was a little bit late on the news. And by the way, I think by now you're either, at this point in the show, you're either of the mindset that Dan's a shill, I'm not going to listen to him. All right, peace out, you're already gone. Or maybe I've changed your mind a little bit. Or our regular audience here is somebody, or people that I take much pride in watching me and just being a part of this community, whatever. The doomers and gloomers are gone by now at this point in the episode. Or you've been like, all right, Dan's making some sense here. Or you're just, you know, somebody who already was in the same thought process that I am, which we don't always have to always agree, by the way. By no means is my word gospel, but I would like to think, again, by this point in the show, I'm going to take a nice deep breath because we're past that point. You're either a doomer and gloomer and you're gone, or you've changed your tune a little bit and we're chilling. So let's talk a little more calmly here, because at the time of last night when the injury news broke, I actually had been away from my phone for a little bit. So I was like 30 to 45 minutes late on this. And when I saw 4 to 6 weeks, I'm not going to say I was happy, but truly, I kid you not, I was, and I know a lot of people were. The thought of it being thoracic outlet syndrome, that would have been a death sentence. He would have been done for the year. And I truly thought that, not necessarily 100% that's where we were headed, but it was the most pessimistic, negative day I've had in a long time. And at the time where it was being reported that that's where he was headed, like the Brian Hoke tweet, which some may have seen, like I posted that initially on my Yanks F store and I said, no, this would suck. This would be worst case scenario. This would be devastating. I actually later took that down because at the time it was speculation. I don't want to cause unnecessary panic because, you know, it was just speculation at the time. And now we know in hindsight, that's not the case. But in the moment, it was a scary time, because, you know, talking to a couple of people on Instagram, and I totally get this. Like, you know, we're trying to figure out what would happen if Judge were to be done for the year. And I respect this. I'm very much of the same mindset. But some people were saying, like, you got to trade for this guy. You got to do this. You got to do that. I had nothing thinking that Judge might be done for the year. I don't know what I would have said today had he been done for the year. But it being just, again, quote unquote, just. But again, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Compared to what it could have been, this is good news. We can roll. We can go with this. We can move forward. We can dream. Not even dream. He will be back. He'll be back in August. So the fact that he's not done for the year, the fact that it's not thoracic outlet syndrome, anybody who says to you, like, the season is over, I'm giving up, peace out. Peace out. Like, you will see you in a couple months anyways. That's always how it goes. And there's casual fans that, like, can operate that way, and it's not, like, the greatest offense in the world. But I know a lot of those who do say things like that pride themselves as a diehard Yankee fan, but they're so quick and easy to give up and to say, oh, this team sucks. And that's one thing. Have your opinion. Like, by all means, again, my word's not gospel. Your opinion is as good as mine. But also, I don't want to hear those fans getting mad at the ones who aren't delusional and giving up in the season, going at them saying, oh, you're a fool. Like, you're an idiot. Come back to reality. Like, no, you should come back to reality. And to be honest, I don't care about those fans. So we're just going to forget about that sector of the fan base for now. And I will say, and I tweeted this out last night, it was somewhat refreshing, to be honest. Maybe it's because I got to the news late, so people had a little bit to process it by the time, you know, like, I got on the scene. But I actually think it was quite refreshing last night, the reaction from most fans. And I think the last couple years, maybe over the last year or so, I don't know if people are just getting fed up with a lot of the doomer and gloomer accounts out there, or those who just, everything sucks, everything's miserable, which, again, if that's how you operate, yo, like, maybe I'll give to the younger crowd later on in the show, not older crowds. I'm not going to tell older people, give Dan Mark's not giving any, like, you know, but who's older than me, advice. But if there's a 15 or 16 year old out there, I'm going to give you some advice at the end of the show. And it's, you always got to wake up tomorrow. You got to bounce back. That's what this is all about. Life, baseball, bouncing back. Deal with adversity. Not just that, embrace adversity. Those who, and again, we'll talk more just the ins and outs of this, by the way, because I don't want to turn this, like, oh, it can kind of thing where, like, I'm being negative now by going at the people who are being negative. So it's kind of like the dark side of the force, you know, consumes everything. But it's the swoon. No. If that's how you think that. But don't come at me. Don't come at the fans who are not delusional and saying the season's over, because you don't need our permission to feel the way that you feel. And I don't need your permission to feel the way that I feel. Is where I'm at. And on Twitter, I will say, majority of the tweets that I was seeing from Yankee accounts that I respect all were well understanding that this is ultimately, all things considered, key phrase, all things considered, good news. Because had it been thoracic outlet syndrome, we would have been screwed. And there's another word I'd like to use, but it's the morning show. I don't curse. So by the time at least I got to the news, it almost, I was saying the Clo Dog last night, I was like, I almost teared my eye because people were getting me hyped up. They were. And like, I am very much, you know, always like, all right, let's go, let's go, let's go. Had it been thoracic, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I wouldn't even be able to, like, I don't ever lie to you guys. I don't know what I would have said, but it's not that. And I think a lot of people, not majority, I don't know if it's majority, but at least, look, more than I thought it would have been, or at least more than a couple years ago. I think fans are smart. And maybe some fans are over the, forget even this with Judge, a bad loss, season's over. Or one thing goes wrong, oh, we're screwed. No. No. You guys know I read a lot of psychology books. One of my favorite quotes is, any defeat until death is psychological. And that's often where I go with any season when it comes to bad stretch of baseball, bad injury, bad whatever it may be. Everybody wants to react now. And we took a spin on the Kobe quote the other day, where he always would say, rest at the end, not in the middle. We turned that into react at the end, not the middle. I will have my day if the Yankees get bounced. And by the way, there's a good chance, because, you know, going into the year, a team that ends up winning the World Series technically only had a 4% chance of doing so on opening day. Only one team's going to win it. When you say Yanks aren't going to win, Yanks are screwed, like, you're probably going to be right. When you say your team is not going to win at all, that applies to every single sport. And it's a quite weak take to have, to be honest with you, because either all right, you're correct, and you get to say, I told you so, which is absurd. That's like saying, oh, we're all going to die one day. Like, yeah, we will. And then, like, you know, I passed away of old age at 98, and it's like, told you, Dan. It's like, thanks, bro. No, like, you're either correct about the Yankees not doing it, you're not going to be able to win the World Series, and this applies to any sport, whether you're a Knicks fan at the beginning of the year, so they weren't going to win, or you're wrong, and you get to celebrate the Yankees winning. So again, for those fans, I'll see you again in a couple months, and I look forward to it, yo, because that's how it always goes, whether it be... Now, the Yankees ended up getting bounced by the Blue Jays last year, but those same fans who said, this team stinks, this team sucks, they don't have a chance, they can't beat the Blue Jays, well, they ended up not being able to beat them last year. Anyways, those same fans that were giving up during that stretch in July last year, I saw them rooting just as hard, and everything was reset come the postseason. And I'm not trying to get ego involved here, because that's a very dangerous game to play. I never will play the I told you so game, because I don't care about that. I care about one thing, and that's the Yankees, and the Yankees winning. I will say, I don't know how people are so cool flip-flopping. And I know there's going to be some flip-flopping going on with this. You see the bad news, and it's, oh, we're screwed. But then you get to, you know, cope with that thought and say the whole, like, you know, lower your expectations so you don't get hurt. That's cute. And then by the time things are working out well, you're back. And you're well within your rights to do so. There's far worse offenses, I guess, you could, you know, commit as a human being on Earth. But it's pretty weak. It's pretty weak because, again, you're either going to be correct about the Yankees not winning at all. Congratulations, hot take. Or you're wrong and you get to watch your team go on to make a postseason run. And the Yankees will make a postseason run. They're going to make the playoffs. They're at the very least going to be a wild card team. And again, three words for you. Cole, Fried, Schlittler. How the hell are you? Wild card series at worst. That's our situation. I think we're going to win the AL East. But this isn't about predictions. This is about facts. And that's Judge doesn't have thoracic. Judge is out at least 4 to 6 weeks. It probably won't be until August that we see him, but we will see him again. Judge will be back, and I look forward to it. He's going to come back refreshed. He's going to come back healthy. And in the meantime, guys got to step up. Rest up, Cap. I love you so much. I love you so much. And I know I think some of you guys feel the same way with I know you love Judge. That's not what I'm going to say here. Like, when Judge is out, not that we ever need a reminder here, but like, even for myself, which, like, the love for Judge is always at the very least, an 8, 9, often a 10. But when he's out and you just see him on the bench, the line that just comes in my head, I just look at him like, that is our captain, yo. Like, I miss him. I love him. I love him so much. He's going to rest up. He's going to get healthy. And we'll see you in a few months. What's going to take place over these next few months while he's out, next couple months, whatever it may be? Well, again, the 2023 lineup compared to now, stark difference. The 2023 rotation compared to now, stark difference. And when it comes to the Yankees' record without Judge in previous years, 2023 really is the outlier because that team was ass. 2019, next man up, which this is now next man up part two. We were without Judge from April 20th to, I think it was June, like June 10th or something like that when he had the oblique. We played well without him. Why? Because we were suited to do so. We had the depth to do so. What do we have this year? The depth to do so. The best depth we've had since 2019. I would go as far to say it's even better than that in terms of true talent. Take the juice ball out of it. Like, who's truly better? Paul Goldschmidt or Cameron Maben? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a big difference between the players we have now. And I'm not knocking that 2019 team. I dream about, you know, man, if we could put this rotation on that 2019 team, chat, oh my goodness, life would be way better. Things would have been very different. But I'm not knocking that 2019 team at all. I guess I'm complimenting it, obviously. We got through the Judge spell, the Judge injury, just fine because we were suited to do so. 2023, we didn't because we weren't. That team was, and like, I'm not trying to be nasty here with this, but like, this is pathetic. We had Willie Calhoun leading off. Again, for those that are just tuning in live, Calhoun, Torres, Rizzo, Josh Donaldson, Jake Bowers, DJ LeMahieu, Billy McKinney, Jose Trevino, Oswaldo Cabrera. That was our lineup without Judge in 2023. Our rotation, you had Cy Young, Gerrit Cole. After that, you had still a developing Clark Schmidt. Shout out to Clark. I love Clark, but at the time, he was still like, yeah, on the come up, 4.64 ERA. You had Domingo Herman, besides the perfect game. I mean, all he was a drunk, and he wasn't good. I mean, he had some good starts here and there, but this is obvious. I don't even got to break this down. Johnny Brito, Luis Severino, who I love to death, but was terrible that year. 6.65 ERA. Year one of Carlos Rodon. So that's a difference. 2023, not a good rotation. 2026, the best rotation in baseball. At the very least, best in the American League. Or in that conversation, nobody's going to dispute that. I would say maybe that's where the optimism and the shield comes out, where it's like, all right, the completely baseline rational fan, say you're not a Yankee fan. Like, if I were to ask Jeff Passan, he'd be like, the Yankees, he probably would say number one, to be honest, but the Yankees have a top three rotation in baseball. That's where I would shield and be like, the Yankees have the best rotation in baseball. Because it's like, That's a tiebreaker for me. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, nonetheless, last year compared to this year, or 2023 compared to this year, it's night and day. It's no comparison. The lineup, the rotation. Also, Judge will come back. By the time he comes back, we will be in a spot where we should be in a playoff spot. We should probably still be leading the AL East. We enter play today against Boston, a half game back against behind Tampa Bay. And hold on, my AirPods are coming out. There we go. Perfect. We've made our point there, I think. I think we've made our point there. Let's get into the specifics of what the lineup will look like in Judge's absence. Now, of course, we know Stanton is, he's not going to come back during next week's road trip, but he will be back at some point mid-June. Jason, starting rehab assignment on Friday. I would like to think he only needs like a week or so. Then he'll be back mid-June. So Stanton, Jason, see you soon. In the meantime, honestly, this next week will probably be the toughest stretch of this whole thing. Here's a lineup that I have written out come Stanton's return, come Jason's return. And it's not bad. Not bad at all. Here's what I got. Grisham, Dominguez, Rice, Bellinger, Stanton, Jazz, Caballero, McMahon slash Rosario at third base batting eighth, and then Austin Wells batting ninth. I have, of course, an asterisk next to that because the Yankees are expected to acquire a right-handed hitting catcher at the deadline. And it sounds like it's going to be Ryan Jeffers. Now, of course, that's not until the trade deadline's August 3rd. So let's just say, for argument's sake, it happens then, August 3rd. And, of course, relievers will be acquired as well. Jules Sherman, who is most respected, in my opinion, writer out there. He said point blank period, pretty much, Yankees will acquire relievers. Yankees will acquire a right-handed catcher. And I would say like, yeah, no shit, you better. Because if not, that's where it would be effed. That's where the Yankees get through the deadline, particularly on the bullpen, but catcher too, having not acquired relievers, not acquired a catcher. Now that's a reason to be a little bit doom and gloom, because while the lineup, to be honest, even without Judge, you could get by with it and route to a World Series, which we won't have to because he'll be back in plenty of time by then. But the rotation is World Series caliber. The depth, the bench is World Series caliber. The defense, outside of, you know, Rosario at third base, outside of that, it is World Series caliber. The bullpen is not. They're not going to be able to win a World Series with this bullpen. But the bullpen will be upgraded. Carlos Segrane, we know, is now a reliever down in AAA. His first outing of the day in AAA as a reliever. 4 scoreless, 7 strikeouts. He'll be up at some point soon. But in regards to the lineup without Judge, it's still going to be one of the better ones in the American League. And the main point is here, it's not 2023. So again, look at this lineup after Judge's injury. Calhoun, Torres, Rizzo, Donaldson, Bowers, LeMahieu, McKinney, Trevino, Cabrera. I don't know how we survived this, to be honest. I mean, Jesus Christ. Grisham, compared to this year, but it'll be without Judge. Once Jason and Stanton are back, I have Grisham, Dominguez, Rice, Bellinger, Stanton, Jazz, Caballero, McMahon slash Rosario, Austin Wells until they acquire a catcher. So just looking at this lineup, I mean, to get specific with it, the big one is going to be Jason Dominguez, and I look forward to that. I have him in right field, which Jason, you know, we know he's a DH, but a lot of that is to do with, well, of course, his defense is bad, but his defense is going to be way worse playing left field or center field compared to right field. Right field's not an option because we have Aaron Judge. Well, right now we don't. Jason Dominguez, at least in Yankee Stadium right field, I think would be just fine. And this is going to be honestly the biggest opportunity for Jason. It's going to be an extended amount of run where he should be playing, and he will every single day. He'll get some time at DH too, because you know Stanton won't play every single day. He won't play every single day, but Jason's going to get run, and Jason is a damn good hitter. Say what you will about the defense, and you're 100% correct. We're going to stick him out there on right, and I think we can get by. It's not going to be pretty, but we can get by. Offensively, though, I like the idea of him batting second, and I think this is the opportunity for Jason to where, if he doesn't take advantage of it, which I fully believe he will, but to make my point here, if he doesn't take advantage of this, that's where we get to like, all right, what are we doing here, Jason? This is your chance. Extended run, extended playing time for at least a couple months. Every single day, he'll be out there, should return sometime in mid-June. So between the lineup without Judge, the very least, we can get by. We should be able to more than get by. Now, again, the next week or so until Stanton and Jason do return, this is probably like the most, it's going to be the most torturous week of Yankee baseball coming up. Now, we're playing Boston this weekend. Tonight's an important game, by the way. Tonight is an important game. The Red Sox are not good. I want the Yankees to sweep this series. But tonight's game in particular, I want it to be a good, clean win. Good, clean win, and just show right away, no, we can still win ball games, especially against teams that are below 500. But you take care against Boston. Next week, we go to Cleveland to face them again. We'll see how that goes. But also, we're not going to see Cam put up a dud like he did the other day, which is fine. Pitcher's going to have a clunker every now and then. It was expected at some point. Cole wasn't great in game two. By the way, shout out Carlos Rodon. Rodon deserves a lot more respect from this fan base. He's the only pitcher that gave us a good outing against Cleveland this series. He's been great. One of the best starting pitchers in the American League since last year. Won 18 games. ERA just barely over three. After yesterday's start this year, now he's down to a 2.88 ERA. We know about the rotation. And if you know you're disputing that, then if you're someone who disputes that, you're probably not even watching anymore because, you know, whatever. Best rotation in baseball still. At the very least, in that conversation with depth. The lineup we can get by with. The bullpen we know has to be upgraded. That's the case even without Judge being hurt. We know that. The Yankees will acquire a catcher. I think it's going to be Ryan Jeffers. So by the time we get to Judge's return, let's just say it's August 15th or even September 1st. Judge can wait till September. Come back fully healthy, fully refreshed, fully reset with at least enough time to shake off the IL rust before the postseason. That's really all I need. The line of demarcation for me would be like September. If Judge isn't back before September 10th, then I'd be like, damn, that's not ideal. Because like anybody, but Judge especially, like, and we'll see sometimes with Stan too, most players, you'll have IL rust. You come off the IL and like, you know, you don't look great. Judge, almost entirely that is often the case. As long as he's back by September 10th, which by the way, it should be August, but this is my worst case scenario. Anything past that, I'd be like, all right, that's not ideal. But if he's back by then, the latest September 10th, which he definitely will be, that's more than enough time to shake off the IL rust. And by that point, the Yankees will be in a playoff spot. We'll have acquired a catcher. We'll have acquired relievers. We'll have started to convert starters to the bullpen, whether it be Ryan Weathers and or Will Warren. LeGrande will be up. So what do I anticipate to be the case come Judge's return? We'll be in a playoff spot. I think we'll be leading the American League East. Again, a big part of this is the competition. We keep comparing to 2023. A big thing to mention is what the American League looked like. Again, at that time or that season, whereas this year we only have four teams outside of us above 500 in the AL. 2023, the Orioles, a 101-win team. A 101-win team. Rays, 99-win team. Blue Jays, 89 wins. Astros and Rangers, 90 wins. Mariners, 88 wins. Twins, 87 wins. The AL, night and day different that year compared to this year. So I don't even think we need to just talk about like staying afloat. This team's better than just staying afloat. But if that's what they did do, even if they were to go, I don't anticipate this being the case. If the Yankees, until Judge comes back, were five games under 500 during these next 2 months, which again, I don't anticipate that being the case at all. That would make no sense. No sense if that were the case. But even if that were to happen, we'd still be in a good spot come his return. We'd be in a playoff spot. We'd be in a position to, at the very worst, be in a wild card series. Cole Friedkin was good. I think we're going to be leading the AL East when he returns. The only thing I get a little concerned about is we talk a lot about how important it is and imperative to win, to get the one seed in the AL. And I was holding out hope, and I still will because it's baseball, but is having the best record in the American League, does that take a hit with Judge being out a couple months? Absolutely. Possibly having the best record in baseball doesn't mean you'd be the best team in baseball, but the American League isn't good. You can get fat off bad teams. Home field advantage, the one seed, very important. The Yankees have never lost a series in the Boone era to a lower seed. That takes a hit here. And that's like my biggest concern with all of this now that Thoradek is ruled out. And again, for those just joining, we avoided worst case scenario. There was a point yesterday where I really thought I had nothing, yo. I felt empty. And there was nothing to my brain. There was nothing for me to have any sort of even a sliver of dopamine last night thinking about this. But that was ruled out. He's not done for the year. He will be back. It's a stress fracture in his ribs. And we'll see him return. And by the time he returns, we'll be in a playoff spot. By the time he returns, we'll have acquired relievers. By the time he returns, Carlos LeGrande will be up. By the time he returns, we'll have a new starting catcher. And it's to the point where I think come his return, I'll actually be cool with the tagline of, because the other trades will be made, like the relievers, the catcher. I hate the line of, oh, it's like a trade acquisition. And you use that as an excuse. Like when Seve came back in 2019, like that was the reason in part why the Yankees didn't get an ace that year. And they had Domingo Germán balling out, and then, you know, his thing happened. So, in fairness to that, they didn't think Germán wasn't going to be a factor in the postseason that year. But you rely on Severino coming back in 19, like, oh, that's our ace. We don't need to get one. And there are other circumstances as well. There weren't many starters available to go out and get that year. But anyways, point is, like, not using an excuse to not make other trades, but knowing that the trades will be made for relievers and all those things we already talked about, and I'm going to keep harping on it, catcher, LeGrand, hey up, starters converted to relievers, then you'll get Judge back. And I think it's a very realistic possibility we are still first place in the American League East. At the very least, we will be in a playoff spot. I would bet my life on it, at the very least. And I would almost want to say it goes as far as bet my life on that we'll be leading the American League East, but that maybe is, maybe I can't go that far. But at the very least, we'll be in a playoff spot, and Judge will come back. We're going to be all right. We are going to be all right. We got the Red Sox tonight. That's a big series. Tonight's a big game. Just to set the tone right away, I want a good win tonight. I want a good win tonight. Who's pitching? Who's pitching? Is it Weathers tonight? I think it's Weathers, Warren, Cam. Game one, Ryan Weathers versus Sonny Gray. Game two, Will Warren versus Ranger Suarez. Game three, wildcard rematch, Cam Schlitter versus Connelly early. Win tonight, play good baseball, win 2 out of 3. Guys have to step up. We know that. I mean, looking back at the lineup here, like, now Grisham had a couple hits yesterday, could have had a third, but he hit it right at Jose Ramirez. He needs to step up. Jason Dominguez, we talked about him. He needs to step up. And this is his opportunity right here. If he doesn't take advantage of this, which I think he will, so I'm not saying this in a negative way. Like, Jason has hit in the big leagues. Last year, a 118 WRC plus against right-handed pitching. And he's looked better this year in the limited time he did have against lefties, too. Jason will hit. The defense, is it shoddy? It's worse than that. But in right field, it should just be, it's not going to be ideal, but we can stick him out there in right field, especially in Yankee Stadium. He'll get some time at DH when Stanton's off, too. This is a big opportunity for Jason Dominguez. He has to step up. Ben Rice, keep being great. Bellinger, you're awesome. You're great. Keep doing your thing. But of course, like, step up. He's already, just keep doing your thing. We need Bellinger to be him. Jazz has to step up a little bit. We need 2024 Jazz. Or excuse me, 2020 or both. 2024, 2025 Jazz. We need that. And May, since May, he's been a lot better. Still has some bad at-bats here and there. Hit a bomb the other day. We need Jazz to be Jazz. I want Jose Caballero playing shortstop as often as possible. That's kind of just like a side note. But and I posted yesterday, like, nothing even against Volpe per se. Like, I'm not bashing Volpe when I say this. It's more so, and some may say, yeah, well, yes, you are. It's more so, like, Caballero is such a good shortstop. And, you know, in the back of my head, just thinking, like, when we're winning, more often than not, it feels like it's when Caballero is at shortstop. I mean, he's one of the best shortstops defensively in the league. I want to see him at short more often than not. But, of course, we will continue to see Volpe. I would like to think, like, in my ideal world, we're only going to see, no, this isn't going to happen. But, like, if I were running the team, say, like, at least postseason, like, you, game you got to win. Volpe plays only against lefties. The splits are very insane between, and he's always been better against lefties, Volpe, but this year especially, like, he's getting on base more against lefties. He's hitting, he's like a 1. OPS against lefties. Against righties, he's got like a 500. So we'll see Volpe, and when we do, it'll probably be at shortstop. But McMahon, dude, shout out to McMahon, because, yeah, he's had a bad year, but he has just consistently been clutch. Yesterday as well, go ahead, RBI single. And thank goodness we won that game. Austin Wells, I don't know what to say about him at this point because he's been so bad, and not just because of his stats, but the at-bats have been putrid. I would almost like to, like, phantom IL him or something, but obviously, like, this goes without saying, like, he needs to be better. At the very least, give me a good at-bat, runner on third, less than 2 outs. You're going to have to drive in that run with a sac fly and just not be incompetent at the plate. But that might be the one part of this where it's like there's nothing really to discuss there, because Wells has just been so bad to where it's, until I see him improve, there's not going to be much that I can, you know, really hold out hope for of him getting better, at least right now. It almost feels like a thing where he just needs a new year or a refresh, phantom IL, a week off of playing. But also, we know the Yankees are looking to add a right-handed hitting catcher. I think it's going to be Ryan Jeffers. Jules Sherman thinks it's going to be Ryan Jeffers. That, of course, won't be until, you know, the deadline's August 3rd, so that's going to be a minute. But is this lineup perfect? No, obviously not. It's not perfect with Judge, but can you get by? The floor is that we can get by, and it's still going to be probably one of the better lineups in the American League, especially with Jason and Stanton coming back. So, man, I'm getting myself hyped up here, Chet. We're going to be fine. I'm going to embrace this. I look forward to it. I really, really do. And that's my advice to all of us. Like, don't go away when the times get tough. Lean in even further. And that is the same logic where it's like, 2023, there's no true reason to be like, besides that it's baseball. That'd be the only thing we could bank on back then. Like, it's baseball. You don't know what's going to happen. Blah, blah, trade deadline. We're not there with this team. This team is legitimately still good without Judge. And a big part of it is, of course, we have the best starting rotation in baseball. But, like, whether it be logic. And also, there is part of this where it's like, yo, you're a fan. Like, don't bail when times get tough. And in this case, it's just tough because we're going to be without Aaron Judge. And from, like, an entertainment standpoint, like, that just sucks, too. Like, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him, but he's going to get healthy. We'll see him in a little bit. A little bit is in 2 months. It's going to be until August. It's going to be until August, but we can get by. We can get by. And I look forward to it. We're going to lean in so hard. We'll be live tonight for the watch party against the Red Sox. I want to win tonight. I want good, clean baseball. I'm hyped. Let's embrace it. Let's do it. Let's roll. Let's go, Yanks. Chat, I love you guys so much. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday. We'll be back with the Morning Yankees show on Monday. But I'll see you guys tonight for the watch party, Yankees, Red Sox. I'm going to get out of here. That is all I got. Oh, word up. So Moore just let me know that it is official. Spencer Jones has been called up. So, Jones, I look forward to seeing you. Now, he's probably only up until Jason and Stanton are back, I would figure, but we'll see. We'll see. Anyways, I got to get on the news with Yank Sav. That's going to do it for this episode. Appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. We're going to be just fine. And anybody who's saying, like, come back to reality, bro, just tell them to fuck off. Honestly, they're miserable people, and they'll all be back in a couple months anyways. So for those that are giving up, see you soon. For those who aren't, I respect you. That's the way to go. You're going to have a way better life than those people will. It's going to be a good day. Let's beat Boston tonight. I'll see you guys later. Let's go, Yanks.